the knee-high wall of exposed dirt alongside a trail in the Indian Valley west of Novato looks dry, a bit rough, and not all that interesting. But David Herlocker points to a small slit in the surface and explains what it means.
There's a beetle larva in that hole right now, a tiger beetle. It has a flat head with little sensory bristles on top, and at night that larva comes to the surface and its head basically forms like a manhole cover.
Wow.
To just completely block that. And so insects that are crawling by, it can feel the vibration that coming by. It basically does sort of a backflip out, grabs them and pulls them in and eats them.
Herlocker, an interpretive naturalist with Marin County Parks, was a featured presenter at a three-day training session for teachers last week, sponsored by the STRAW Project, a clever acronym for Students and Teachers Restoring a Watershed. Lorette Rogers is the program director.
We want people to have an introduction to soil science, but also consider carbon sequestration and how that relates to climate change. The teachers all do professional quality habitat restoration with their students, and so they'll be learning one of the major benefits of these restorations, which is sequestering carbon.
This year, their annual Watershed Week training was built around the theme Secrets in the Soil, Climate Change from the Ground Up.
Many of our teachers have been with us 5, 10, and even 15 years. This is our 16th annual Watershed Week, and in the past we've had other themes such as land management, Native Americans, the San Francisco Bay Delta, Bay Area wildlife, and so on.
Over the years, the STRAW program has had a series of nonprofit sponsors. It recently moved from the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, or PRBO, to being part of the larger Point Blue organization. Sandy Newman, part of Point Blue's teacher training effort, says the Watershed Week works because its goals are clear and important.
Develop teachers who are familiar enough with the ecology of their place outside where the kids might be to help students develop a relationship with their natural place. Science is based on observation, so we're trying to become keen observers. We also work on developing a movement because we know it's going to take a movement of people who are dedicated to learning about their ecosystems and wanting to care for it and seeing the environment as part of our community. It's the outer ring of our community.
Back on the trail, on a hillside next to Pacheco Pond, naturalist Herlocker pulls up a small clump of dry brown weeds, which he identifies as a non-native grass that is competing for space with the more beneficial native species.
Most of the non-native grasses, not all, are annual species. When the wet season starts, their seeds germinate, and they put out a relatively small root system. They pull in as much water as they possibly can to produce a flower, which will produce a head of seeds. And then they disperse those seeds, and that's all they need. So when you look at the root system of a non-native annual, it's virtually nothing in terms of its ability to hold the soil together. The native perennial bunch grasses, not only do they have a more extensive root system, but the roots are alive and bind the soil around them. So a hillside covered with native grasses is going to be more stable, but it's also going to support more life throughout the year by having that living biomass present for all the other creatures that live in the soil.
It's an easy contrast to recognize and explain, a lesson that may well get shared in dozens of Bay Area classrooms during the school year ahead. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.